Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey folks, how's it going? Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer here, and we're going to be talking crap again. What crap? Culture, race, and American politics. That's the crap. That's the acronym. Or culture, race, and academia and politics. It all applies. If you want to see my ugly mug as I do the program, feel free to join in. You can see me on jovonhuttonpulitzer.locals.com. jovonhuttonpulitzer.locals.com. Let me know where you're joining in from. We got Fremont, California, Odessa, Texas. Illinois, Concord, California, Southern Illinois again, Longview, Texas, Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada, but he's actually from Hawaii, Ohio, must be visiting up there, Jupiter, Florida, Gilbert, Arizona, Orange County, California, Paso Robles, California, Southwest Ohio, Richmond, Virginia, Georgia, Michigan, Oregon, Goodyear, Arizona, Milford, Oregon, Corrupt, Pennsylvania, there you go, West Texas, etc., Mississippi, North Carolina, Oregon, more in Illinois, Greenpoint, Brooklyn, how you doing, Arkansas, Arizona, City of California, Culver City, California, and many more joining in. Here's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be discussing some terms that you might not have heard before when it comes to elections. It's mainly because we've never had to deal with such things before when it comes to elections. We haven't had to deal with it. And what it is we're dealing with unique instances of what's called ballot harvesting. You probably heard that one the most. But there's also a new phenomenon of called ballot cracking. Then there is ballot laundering, and then there is ballot trafficking. We're going to cover each one of these because there are brand new innovations in crime when it comes to what's going on. I personally feel all of this falls within the category of RICO. Have you ever heard RICO before? RICO is basically federal racketeering. It's part of the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. If you want this to stop, if you want all of this illegal ballot junk to go away, then literally we have to do audits so deep, so good, so thorough, and so unique in history that we can prove that the activity that went on is performed as part of an ongoing criminal enterprise. This is how they brought down the mafia, folks. And if you don't believe there is bribery and kidnapping and murder and money laundering and counterfeiting and embezzlement and trafficking and all this other stuff that goes on in elections, you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. Now, racketeering means any activity, an act, or a threat involving murder, kidnapping, gambling, arson, robbery, bribery, extortion, dealing in an obscene manner, dealing with a controlled subject or a chemical that's listed against the law. Well, I think when somebody takes your ballot or your vote and steals it, it's just like stealing money from you. You know, that ballot is an agreement that's going to let you give your agreement to the United States government that they can put you and your family and your children more in debt. right? They can put you more in debt. Is there bribery involved? I absolutely believe there's bribery involved. Are there false statements involved in regarding ballots? We already know there's false statements involved. Why? We have counts. Think about Georgia. When you look at the tabulation results where they write how many ballots were in the box and what were the votes, those people that did that were supposed to sign their name to it. When Georgia finally turned those over, they blocked out all of the signatures for the ones that didn't have signatures, or all the ones that did have signatures. They blocked them so you couldn't see who signed them and who certified them. And so there were plenty of people that actually produced false documents saying that these counts were certified. Is this anything to do with the obstruction of justice? You better believe not letting us look at the ballots, destroying the ballots when we believe there is misinformation or maladministration. Is that an obstruction of justice? Is this a financial institution fraud? Well, if the government can release a new multi-trillion dollar spending bill and bind us to another $14,000 in debt in the future, because we're just battery earning units, right? Are we literally allowing them to control our financial future? You better believe it. Is any of this related to the obstruction of state or local law enforcement? Is any of this related to harassing a witness or a victim? Look at all of the affidavits that got kicked to the curb. Period. Because people said, oh, it's not true. And legal affidavits, punishable by law, were trashed and sent to the curbs because people didn't want to look at them. Is there obstruction into criminal investigations? When these judges say, hey, you can't look at it, we're not going to look at it. When we know there are serious infractions, is that obstruction of criminal investigations? Do we actually have multiple false statements? We do. Do we have fraud when it comes to permits and documents? We do. Are they interfering with commerce? You better believe it when they can use that ballot to enact new laws that go against all of us. Are they actually abusing the welfare fund payments? You better believe it, because if the wrong party gets in illegally, what are they doing? They are running up welfare payments. We saw that happen. We know it happened. I mean, I could keep on going on and on and on about how this is easily federal racketeering. And until we get serious about this and the fraud that's committed with this, we're never going to be able to stop it. Period. We're never going to be able to stop it. And that is why we have to really get down to it. Because at the bottom line of this is, were these acts undertaken for the purpose of committing or getting additional financial gain? You better believe it for financial gain. Are these entities partnering with corporations, partnerships, associations, legal entities, or unions to make this stuff happen? You better believe they are partnering with unions. Are they involved in at least two or more of these activities I just listed out? You better believe it. Have they occurred over a period of at least 10 years? Or the last one was 10 years. We've got that far to go back. You have to get a hold of this. And I'm going to teach you how to do it. Hang tight. I'm going to tell you where the corruption is. Be right back.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Fire. Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. Have you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters? People cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion. Was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things, end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
So this particular crap is ballot harvesting, ballot cracking, ballot laundering, and ballot trafficking. Now the rules of the RICO Act say it shall be unlawful for any person who has received income directly or derived directly or indirectly from a pattern of racketeering activity. Okay? And so one of the first ones we should talk about is what's going on with the fact that people are getting paid, right? People are getting paid when it comes to ballot trafficking, that they're getting paid to gather up ballots and massively drop them in drop boxes. Now, we told you this before. It was a story by the Gateway Pundit that basically said there is a ballot trafficker who is talking, came forward as witness, and admits to being paid thousands of dollars in the 2020 election for basically dropping harvested ballots in ballot boxes, because these ballot boxes weren't monitored the way they were supposed to be monitored. And by the way, some of these states that have these problems, they, in fact, literally are supposed to have recorded video surveillance. But in Georgia, Ratzasberger literally let them destroy a lot of the video footage within 30 days. Well, this one fellow came forward and said he was being paid $10 a ballot, and he had been paid $45,000 by dropping ballots in the drop boxes. Now, this happened ostensibly with tens of thousands of ballots because they had 45 operatives doing it. Now, Georgia did open an investigation. I don't know what they're going to do is simply because Secretary of State Raffensperger, the fellow that ordered the video to be destroyed, is the one that is now saying subpoenas are going to come forward. Do you actually think we'll get much from that? And it's, you know, in Georgia specifically, it strictly prohibits third-party people from picking up and delivering ballots on behalf of voters. That's called ballot harvesting, right? Ballot trafficking. Ballot harvesting basically means it's the, and the rules of the states vary, but most of them say no. It's when an absentee, in this case a mail-in ballot, can be designated, they can designate it by the owner to someone else to submit it, whether it be a family member, a legal guardian, a caregiver, or another person by law. Now, they do ballot harvesting to increase voter participation. And various organizations in multiple states have made active and coordinated efforts to collect up these absentee ballots during elections. And then they drop them off at polling places. What you're not knowing is many of these are gathered blank. They're gathered blank and they're voted by the people who are collecting them. They say, look, we're doing it for displaced families and poor Native Americans who live in remote reservations who have their own places to vote, but say it's too far to go, right? They are collecting unused ballots predominantly. They are voting them. They are voting them. Now, some states basically say you have to have an excuse to get a mail-in ballot or absentee ballot. Of course, that got wiped out with COVID. Many states are now going to no excuse. You're forever unavoidably absent when it comes to the ballot, so you can always get one. These are the states that are trying to adopt what Washington, Oregon, Colorado, and Hawaii did. Or do, completely having it out there. So what happens is you are allowing people something that's allowed to fill out a ballot for another voter. How is that not a crime? You're filling out a ballot for another voter. That is ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting should 100% be outlawed, totally should be outlawed, especially when organizations are harvesting these ballots, not by running a courier service, but by paying for them. Did you know in some of these states, the ongoing price for a ballot was anywhere from a $20 gift card, we've heard up to $1,000 a ballot. How is that not buying a vote? You can't pay somebody to vote the way you want it. But it's okay to pay somebody for their unvoted ballot. How upside down is that? You can't pay somebody to vote the way you want them to vote, but you can trade them a gift card or money for their ballot. Why is that not the same thing? Those are the technicalities in the laws. That's how they do this to corrupt the system and take over. A brand new tactic that we discovered in 2020, as the result of doing these fantastic audits. Remember, we can't keep on doing audits the same way we've always done audits. There's no way we can keep on doing audits the same exact way we've done them in the past. That's the definition of being a lunatic, to do the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Well, there's a brand new gig and rig that has been created in 2020. It got implemented, and it's called ballot cracking. Now, do you know what ballot cracking is? Ballot cracking is an overabundance of mail-in ballots, this incredible surplus of mail-in ballots, right? And literally, when these ballots were arriving to the, in Arizona case, MTEX centers, where they're supposed to be a mail-in ballot and opened, and then run through the machine. Boxes and boxes of ballots were arriving. Mail-in ballots, that means somebody took them out of the envelope, they voted it, they put it back in the envelope, the secure envelope, and then they're sending it to the place to be tabulated. Right? That's where it's to be tabulated. Reports after reports after reports of massive amount of these boxes of ballots arriving cracked. What does cracked mean? That means somewhere along the line, somebody voted their ballot and sent their envelope. But in the process, when it was in that private envelope, somehow it got opened before it went to the ballot tally or the tabulator. It got opened, which means you cannot verify that was the original ballot that was in that particular envelope. It is called ballot cracking. Once again, they allow it. How do you know the ballot inside that now open envelope that should not be opened at that stage in the game is the actual ballot? That's called ballot cracking. See, it's the envelope that makes the ballot valid. So they have the right envelope, but they swap out the ballot. And that is where you get in to ballot laundering. That's what we're going to talk about next. Hang tight. I'll be right back right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
So, just like Fish said in announcing, my job is, the way I see it, is my job is to make sure you're the smartest patriot in the room. My job is to call this out and point these things out that nobody talks about. Ballot tracking. It was enabled in a significant way in the 2020 election. And basically what it means is somewhere between drop boxes or mailboxes and before they actually get to where they're going to be tabulated, the envelope has been opened. Now, why is that important? Now, these things get used nefariously many ways. Number one, it's not the ballot that validates the vote. Most people don't know that. It's the envelope that validates the vote. The envelope is either supposed to have a signature or a signature and a witness affidavit. Of course, these states are trying to get to, if the ballot shows up, it's good. We don't have to have a signature or anything. But if they did it by law, like Arizona by law, Arizona is one of those states that it has to be a signature. Some states says it has to have your signature that must match, and it must be a witness as well, right? If you're a legal voter, why would you worry about that? Do what it has to do. But literally what's going on is if the envelope is separated from the ballot, you actually no longer have the checksum to know if that is a valid vote. And that's why they're cracking it. They want the envelope. The envelope in that case is actually what's more valuable. See, they can get a hold of ballots all the time, just the ballots that are returned. Nationwide, over 13% of every single ballot that went out got returned as a bad address, no such person, undeliverable, deceased, or moved and left no forwarding address. Those are called the Duns. 13%. Now, you're talking about a nationwide election where somebody ostensibly won by a point. You got 12 times more of that in ballots that come back. That, if you crack the ballot, right, if you crack it open, you can get that ballot out. And then if you crack open a legal vote, now imagine if you have a bunch of envelopes that have legal votes in them. Somebody cracks them in advance, replaces the ballot with the way they want to vote, and it comes in, you can't tell the difference. That's how it happens. I wonder what happens to that legal vote. Some people tell me it's actually good chicken fuel, chicken barbecue fuel. At least that's what they do with it in Arizona. That is what happens. But it starts with cracking the ballot. There is no reason there should be a ballot cracked when it arrives at the tabulation center. That should be a flag immediately. Immediately. Something's happened to this ballot. Well, while it's in the envelope and it's flagged, it should instantly be flagged right there. Bang. We can actually contact the voter and say, is this your ballot? That's why the envelope is so critically important. But what they want to do is they want to get the ballot out of there real quick. Now you can't match them anymore. They just need it to arrive in that envelope. Now, some of these states, I think Pennsylvania did this. Somebody set up the machines. They said, there's so many envelopes to open. We can't do it by hand. We've got to have special machines because we're lazy. And so these machines are just supposed to take off the edge of the envelope so they can reach in and get the ballot. Conveniently in Pennsylvania, somebody set it to 5 times the recommendation. And so when it zipped through the top, it actually cut through 2 folds on the ballot. The ballot came out in 3 pieces. Now, why is that important? Because that's actually a ballot that has to be spoiled. I mean, somebody gets to look at the pieces and say, well, this is the way the person voted. And they get to replace them and they get to cast a ballot for the person. You don't get to do anything. You don't get to say anything. And Pennsylvania is one of those states that won't let you look at those. I wonder why. So that is the advent of ballot cracking. Now you have this trafficking, which we talked about going into the boxes. Trafficking is part of the harvesting. You got the harvesting first, but then you got the trafficking organizations that run around depositing them. Right? So you got the gatherers and you got the deliverers. Now we got the ballot cracking. You know how they get it open, right? And these ballots are supposed to be returned with that security envelope with your information on it, but they're already open. The last bit here is basically ballot laundering. Just like money laundering. That's why it's racketeering. What happens when these drug dealers, think Breaking Bad, when they literally have all of this cash? Well, now they've got this wad of cash, ton of cash. They can't really go to the bank with it. And so they have to push it through a business that's basically a cash business to justify, here it is. It's like having a car wash that nobody shows up at, but it looks like you wash 1,000 cars a day. That's money laundering. Well, you do the same thing in ballots. Here's what we discovered. If, in fact, you are getting returned ballots in that are coming back undeliverable, that's one way. They come back undeliverable and people aren't accounting for them like they should. Well, they're already divided by the precincts. That's the most important thing. Don't break the precinct. If the precinct has 5,000 registered voters in it, there's a few things you don't want to do. You do not want to have 5,010 voters in a precinct that has 5,000 registered voters. That's an immediate alarm flag. You certainly don't want to get into the 80 plus percentages, 90 plus percentages return, because that's an automatic flag of fraud, because they never get that high. So you got to be really careful about it. So when these ballots come back, somebody's collecting them. And when they're collected, they're by the precinct. So they kind of have this buffet of all these ballots. And if they're watching the information across 748 precincts in Arizona, it's 744 active. The rest just got renamed and they're kind of void. But if you're watching it over 700 precincts and you have extra ballots, that is where the ballot laundering comes in. Because see, if you have ballots to choose from that were unused and you can get those back in the system, then somebody can actually vote them. That is why what we discovered in the 2020 election, there's not only ballot harvesting, and there's not only ballot cracking and ballot trafficking, there's ballot laundering, but more importantly, there are counterfeit ballots in some places. There are legal ballots voted legally. The ballot laundering, in most cases, is an absolute legal ballot voted illegally. Now, how do they take a legal ballot and vote it legally? By laundering it. By knowing the excess that they have, because the excess of this currency is ballots. And so if they know where the dead voters are, they know where the voter fat is. That's not where voter fat people are. That's where the fat in the rolls of not really real people that are on the books in these inflated census rolls they do. If they know where those people are located, they certainly know the fake voters and the dead voters aren't going to vote. And they have this excess of ballots that they've laundered. Well, the way they launder them is they take that legal ballot and they literally vote it as if it's a mail-in ballot coming from that person, especially when you get rid of all the security and check measures. That is literally ballot laundering. Same thing as cash. They have a big abundance of them. They got to launder it where it looks like a bunch of individual transactions. You got a bunch of legal ballots, many of them overprinted. There are places that mailed their citizens on average 2 ballots. Why would they do that? Think about that. Why would a state send every single voter on the books, 8 to 80, crippled, blind, and crazy, or dead, but make sure they got 2? Well, if you have that glut of ballots in the system, and you know the system is not going to be looking for signatures, and you know where all these dead voters, bad voters, etc. is, you have homes. You have homes, folks. Regular 3-bedroom homes that have 54 voters registered to that home. Do you think that's logical? That's what you have. And so a lot of people know where this is. I believe your post people absolutely know where these things are. The post person is the one that has to return it all. So knowing the post people, knowing where all those excess ballots go, if you have a house that has one, we've discovered them in Arizona. If you have a house where a man and wife lived for 30 years, but for some reason they're getting 20 ballots, well, they're only, the post person's only delivering, in most cases, the 2 they need to vote. That's 18 extra. Where do these 18 extra go? Nobody ever cleaned them up. Nobody ever took them off the rolls. Well, if you do that, you've got the excess. And that is where ballot laundering comes in. That is why, you're right, people commenting in chat. Literally, that's why you found ballots in bags dumped on the side of the road. Or the guy in California that got caught with, 1,100, 1,300 ballots in a bag in his back seat. He was harvesting them. All of this happened without us paying attention. We would have never known these facts without doing, for the first time in history, true, full forensic audits. Even if people get the math right, like Bobby Payton and all these wonderful people that show all these bad and dead voters, they still say, where's your proof? If you get the paper and all of a sudden this person comes in and the vote and they're dead, you got your proof. You have physical proof. And that's why literally we have had to go to these great extent to find out what's going on. Yes, return to sender, somebody's asking. The reason a ballot would come back and is because no such person, no such address, general undeliverable, moved and left no forwarding address, and you can't forward a ballot anyway, or deceased. Those are the 5 reasons that a ballot gets returned. Nationwide, 13% of those ballots got returned. So if for some reason we mailed 100 million ballots, right? There's 13, is that right? 13 million, 13, whatever it is. 10% would be, 10% would be 13 million, another 3%. Millions and millions and millions of ballots. Most of these elections, especially down ticket, were won by a handful of votes. And that's called a dun, D-U-N, a dun, like a dud, a dun. Those are what they're called in the postal system. But we have tools to deal with this now. But it is all going to depend upon you activating and talking about it. So what can we do about ballot harvesting, ballot trafficking, ballot cracking, ballot laundering? That's what we're going to talk about next in my final segment, where I'm going to give you some homework. I'll be right back.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the hundredth time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
Okay, folks, you know, when Fish does that intro at the beginning where he's talking about political prostitutes, that's what I believe this is, right? And I think, you know, it's being exposed around the globe. I think it was New Zealand Prime Minister, new, went into office, supposedly had a net worth a little less than $500,000. And then somehow these few years through the pandemic, now she has a net worth of $25 million. How does that happen when you go into politics? That's like scoring as a young entrepreneur in a tech deal, right? Young entrepreneur in a tech deal. They're doing it in politics. They're cashing in on it. So what we're talking about today is ballot harvesting, ballot cracking, ballot laundering, and ballot trafficking. Now, there are many things that can be done to help clean this up, but it is important that you understand. Let me tell you what. There are very few lawmakers that understand how the system's broken. There is even fewer that actually understand how the votes are counted, how the machines work, or what they really do. Not understanding the mechanisms by which these things happen, lawmakers are lulled into a false sense of security because they have all these advisors around them going, oh, there's no such thing as voter fraud. No such thing as election fraud. That's really nuts. There is. But it's such a high profit margin business because it's the dividend that keeps on getting. Remember, if you actually get your politician in, your politician can do you favors and does do you favors. These guys get construction contracts or they get, you know, big pharmacy contracts. It's big business dealing with and earning political favor from politicians. That's why you can have somebody over in England that's a U.S. diplomat, I think ran over and killed a kid, drunk driver, and they just says, I'm not coming back so you can prosecute me. This is really nuts. Because at its heart, you know, lawmakers, one, I think primarily are lucky. And I used to think lawmakers were really, really good. They had to be people that had a conviction in them, that really wanted to do good for America. I think a lot of that's gone. I really do. And then I think there has come a new age of politicians that if you're able to be manipulated and you're a puppet who will say anything, a Manchurian candidate, boy, you are in, you're just in the dong, man. You're in it. They're going to prop you up and they're going to make sure you don't have to work for the rest of your life. And for some people, that is a good proposition, right? We're going to give you a ton of money. You're not going to have to work again. You'll always be taken care of. Some people only care about themselves, don't care about their country. And as long as it doesn't bother them, I don't care. That's what happens here. And so if we're going to fix this, I just think we have to optically look at this different. There is no way that any of us can allow this to continue to happen. We know by default, we have to get rid of the voting machines. We know it. But there's a difference between getting rid of them right now. It's 2022. We're going to have a vote in what? In November. You have to have voting systems. And unless you've got a really ballsy Secretary of State or governor that says, nope, we're going all paper, you're not going to get those machines tossed to the ground yet. So what you have to do right now is you have to activate, know what's going on, know how to speak this language, know the terms. I had a discussion with somebody yesterday, and they were saying, well, the machines shouldn't, a voting machine should not be able to do a fractionalized vote. And they were going to work on writing a legislation for it for a state. And I said, well, just so you know, the machines have nothing to do with it because there is no such thing as a voting machine. There's voting systems and voting softwares, and most of them run on Dell computers or regular computers, but there's not really voting machines. It never happens in the machine. It happens in the software. And unless you name it in the software, these guys can keep on saying, well, our machine doesn't do that because they're right. The machine doesn't do it. The software do it. So it's the program, the platform, the software, the operating system, the extensions, the add-ons that do it. And you have to be able to describe this to get to the end result. Now, where are we today? We have to fight to get our paper from the 2020 ballots. We've got to get that paper locked down because the paper is the evidence. You have to understand this, folks. People can do mathematical extrapolations all day long. The other side gets to say, though, that's just your theory. We don't agree with it. It's going to be very hard to prove. People can say, see it here, was us the machine, it was this and this and this. And they can say, well, that was just a bug. Didn't happen in these other states. That's what they'll use. They'll compare it to where their other machines are and say, see, it was a bug. Somehow we got infected. We don't know how it happened. You can't prosecute on that. You have to have intent. The intent is in the paper. Why? Because somebody printed it, somebody paid for it, somebody mailed it, somebody brought it back in, somebody fed it to the machine, somebody counted it. The intent is always in the paper. And this is why you combine the paper audit, the forensic, the digital audit, and the Canvas. You basically provide them all together. Because it is the cross-triangulation of them all that proves the maladministration. When the paper says this happened, and you find this on the machine, it happens. And in the Canvas, you found out 33% of the votes of people that thought they sent it in or voted a certain way didn't do it. You have provable evidence. This is why they all work together. Now, I know a lot of people went for canvassing because there's only been one court case that got in results that was done with canvassing. But we're a new age now. We're a new way. We keep on choosing the wrong fights to fight. We have to work this together. So what's my bottom line? You have to invest time like this. This is just like going to a college lecture series, listening to somebody to explain how it works. You've got to get educated on it. I'm going to give you your PhD on this stuff if you'll just keep tuning in. Share this for me. And remember, we all have to have the battle cry, cut the crap, and tell every one of them to knock it off, or this is going to go on forever.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hunt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there. Think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now, you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. I hope you join me. Limited time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.